Sci-Fi Audio and One Click Digital present Abaddon's Gate, Book 3 of The Expanse by James S. A. Corey, narrated by Jefferson Mays. One Click Digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if One Click Digital's extensive catalog is available to you, visit your library's website. And now, Abaddon's Gate.
"Wow," Holden said to himself. "I really don't want to do this." The sound echoed in his helmet, competing only with the faint hiss of his radio. "I tried to talk you out of it," Naomi replied, her voice somehow managing to be intimate, even flattened and distorted by his suit's small speakers. "Sorry, I didn't think you were listening." "Ah," she said. "Irony." Holden tore his eyes away from the slowly growing sphere that was his destination and spun around to look for the Rosinante behind him. She wasn't visible until Alex fired a maneuvering thruster and a gossamer cone of steam reflected some of the sphere's blue glow. His suit told him that the Rosi was over 30,000 kilometers away, more than twice as far as any two people on Earth could ever be from each other, and receding. And here he was, in a suit of vacuum armor, wearing a disposable EVA pack that had about 5 minutes of thrust in it. He'd burned 1 minute accelerating toward the sphere. He'd burn another slowing down when he got there. That left enough to fly back to the Rosi when he was done. Optimism, expressed as conservation of Delta V. Prologue.